Garfield, what are you trying to tell me? Oh, charades? I love charades. Let's see. First word. Me. No, you. Your. First word is your. Your leg. My leg. Standing? Standing in something. Third word. I. Sounds like I. By. Shy. Sky. My. My. Third word is my. Fourth word. Eating. Food. You're standing in my food. You're standing in my food. I got it! That was great! Now it's my turn. This is a movie title, okay? Five words.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride with something inside. Got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you go.
For a walk in the park or a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care for you.
I suppose you're all wondering why I asked you here today.
Ooh, you cold, Odie? I wish we had more wood for the fire. Oh, thanks, Garfield. Boy, a night like this, it's good to be inside and... Oh, thanks, Garfield. Isn't it nice of Garfield to fetch wood for the fire? Thank you, Garfield. I don't know where he... Hey, this wood looks familiar. Garfield!
Hey, you said wood. You didn't say from where.
Garfield, how could you... Just a sec.
Could be stupid enough to be out on a night like this. No, not even him.
This looks like a likely place. Most likely.
Hello? Oh, you poor little kitty cat. Don't worry, kitty cat. We'll warm you up.
Ah, my favorite. A small bowl of hot soup.
Huh?
Hey, to me, anything that can't double as a hot tub is a small bowl. I love soup. Soup's kind of thin tonight.
Here, kitty, please try and eat some of this. Garfield, I'm surprised at you. This poor kitty is starving.
Hey, this poor kitty is starving, okay?
You'll spend the night with us, kitty cat.
That cat is a scheming, conniving, evil phony who deserves to be punished.
And tomorrow I'll make my special casserole a la Arbuckle for you.
Ooh, but not that punished. Oh, well, I guess it won't hurt to have that freeloading cat around. I just want to... sleep. One moment, please. All set. The Marine Corps band plays songs to make your neighbors move to another zip code. This ought to do it. Sorry, did you want to hear a different song? How about a three-record set of reggae favorites played by an all-girl bagpipe orchestra?
Oh, what a sweet racket. I could stay here for months, years even.
I'll fix you a place to sleep for the night.
Well, that's better. Make sure the mattress isn't too firm. And I'll need an electric blanket and two pillows. Someone's gonna swing for this. This is getting serious. I'm gonna have to resort to drastic means. Gee, you seem healthy now.
I ought to be back to my full strength in, 6 or 7 weeks.
John will do his best to fatten you up.
Pardon? Why would he want to fatten me up?
Oh, no reason. It's hard to touch type with paws. Have fun while it lasts, fella.
Hey, pal, how come you're leaving a terrific spread like this?
Because you're here. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought John would never get another cat.
Hey, then I guess I can stay forever.
Yeah, forever. Tomorrow he's making casserole a la Arbuckle.
So?
So? Don't you know the main ingredient of casserole a la Arbuckle?
No.
Well, it's... Nah, never mind. Forget I mentioned it. Goodbye forever.
Where would that guy keep recipes? Let's see. Candied meatballs? No. Cantaloupe chow mein. Oh, here it is. Casserole a la Arbuckle. 1 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of flour, carrots, potatoes, 1 kitty cat, add salt to taste. Kitty cat?
Hungry little kitty, we've got to fatten you up.
Fatten me up?
I'm looking forward to having you for dinner tonight. The dish I'm making is Odie's favorite.
He's chasing me! Yeah! The house is all yours. Bye.
Kitty? Kitty, don't leave. What about my dinner? Oh, well. What a sweet little cat. Garfield, why can't you be more like him?
You want me to be more like him? Sure. Food. Food. This poor starving kitty needs food.
Oh, well, I'll go clean up the kitchen.
I have my castle back. I'm happy here. And nothing can ever stop that.
Hey, what's this recipe? This looks kinda interesting. 1 kitty cat.
Very funny. He's kidding. Isn't he?
Today I explore the murky depths of the Waller.
You won't get away from me, worm!
Aha! There's the worm.
Wake up, everybody! It's a living.
Yoo-hoo, Roy! Package! It's from the Boffo Book Barn in Walla Walla, Washington.
The Boffo Book Barn of Walla Walla, Washington? You don't know how long I've been waiting for this. Ta-da! 1001 ways to insult your friends. My dream book. Listen to this. I wouldn't say you're short, but you could pace around your room under the bed. Hey, wait. Do you know what's red and green and covered with fur and has 8 legs?
No, what?
I don't know either, but there's one on your shoulder.
Yucca! I'll get it off! Get it off! Get it off! Help me! Help me!
Love this book! Hey, Lanolin, you could make money with that mouth of yours.
I could?
Yeah, rent it out for a boat show.
Ha ha, very funny, very funny.
Hey, Sheldon, know how to keep a dummy in suspense for 24 hours?
No, how?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
That's not funny, Roy. We have to do something.
I've had it up to here with that rooster.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Look, we all know Roy loves jokes, but his are harmless.
Help, help! Green and red thing on my person, oh, help!
Roy said so.
I'll go have a word with him.
Roy implied that I have a big mouth. Can you believe that? I don't have a big mouth, do I?
I wouldn't say you're fat, Orson, but when you sit around the house, you sit around the house!
Roy, that's not funny.
What do you mean, not funny? Is your funny bone broke? Everybody likes to laugh. Can't you take a joke? You're stupid and simple. There's more brains in a pimple. When you're around, I fall asleep. You could bore a rock. You're dirty and disgusting. Your body needs a dusting. I wear a clothespin on my nose. Your smell could stop a clock. You're fat. You're pink. And worst of all, you stink. You'll always be lonely because you are so homely. When you were born, I'll bet your mom got slapped by the doctor.
I sold your pants to the circus, Orson. They're gonna take them in and make a tent.
You had a Supreme Court figure. No appeal. You should get into the movies, Orson. You can play crowd scenes all by yourself.
That's it. You're fired.
Fired?
Your history. Hit the road.
You know it.
Yeah, I just got an idea. You better stop.
Yeah,
look out, look out. Here comes Roy.
Huh. What's the matter, Rooster? No smart remarks about my mouth?
Or my courage?
I will never jest again. I am a broken rooster. Orson fired me. Guess the last laugh's on old Roy, huh? Farewell.
Come on. We've got to get Orson to change his mind.
Think of what it would be like without Roy around.
Come on, pig. You said Roy's jokes were harmless.
Well, I guess that's when they weren't about me.
We need a rooster.
Then we'll find a new one. Whoever we hire has got to be better to be around than Roy.
We could do worse.
How?
Like that friend of yours, Wade, that duck that came by last year?
Oh, Fred Duck. Yeah, he was annoying.
Oh, yeah, if he was around, Orson would welcome Roy back.
I'll go call him. Well, I did kind of want a rooster, not a duck.
I'm a duck. Fred Duck's my name, and Kraken's my game. I won't let you down, pal. Fred Duck never lets folks down. No, sir. Quack, quack, quack. Hey, what time is lunch around here? And is there any left after you eat?
Let me tell you how to get on my good side.
I know. Go down 3 blocks and turn left. Quack, oh, quack, a good one. Hey, I know a lady who's got a bill like you. Yeah, she's got so many double chins, she needs a bookmark to find her pearls. Quack, quack, I love that one, too. Hey, pal, you know what makes a balloon go up?
Hot air.
Yeah, so what's holding you down, huh? Quack, 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 quack. Hey, now there's a guy who appreciates a good sense of humor.
I gotta get away from that duck.
Hey, pig! I know you're a light eater.
I ought to give you a piece of my mind.
Be careful. You don't have a lot to spare.
You're fired! Hit the sky, duck! But Orson, we need a rooster.
Hey, is this your stomach, or are you smuggling beach balls?
Get Roy back! Find Roy and hire him back.
Thanks, cousin.
Call me anytime. Let's do lunch.
Where will we find Roy?
He's probably miles away by now. Who's miles away?
You got your job back, Roy.
I don't deserve it. After all the rotten things I said about you. Sheldon, I'm sorry I said you were so dull you could put coffee to sleep. And Booker, I'm sorry I said you were so short Snow White could give you hand-me-downs. And Wade, I'm sorry I said... I said you were so cowardly, you... you ought to borrow a spine. And Lanolin! I'm sorry! I can't... that is...
Nice to have Roy back, isn't it?
I stopped letting John buy the groceries. He occasionally leaves something in the store. John gave me his wallet to buy all the food I wanted, and he'll find that out as soon as I get home. Change? You mean there's money left over? What else can I buy? Oh, give me a lottery ticket. Snap it up, men, and don't put the watermelons on top of the potato chips like last time. Lottery ticket number 777779. That's my lucky number. It's the average number of calories I consume per day when I'm eating light. I hope I didn't buy too much food.
81 cupcakes, 19 pounds of zucchini, 57 boxes of croutons? Why would we possibly need 57 boxes of croutons?
In case I get the urge to fill the hot tub with onion soup.
How could you spend this total?
I had a coupon for 8 cents off on dishwashing detergent.
What's this? The cuckoo for my cuckoo clock? Don't tell me this broke.
Yeah, but don't worry. I found us a designated pinch cuckoo. Six o'clock. Time for my favorite show.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Fat and Furry, traveling the globe to bring you the fabulously fantastic fancies of famous and financially fit felines.
It's a show about rich cats.
Here in her magnificent Malibu mansion, the wonderfully wealthy Fluffy relaxes in regal splendor. And should a mouse happen by, Fluffy needn't soil her paws, for her butler tends to such matters with great haste. When we return, meet a cat with his own private flea circus.
Good evening! It's time to pick this week's winning lottery number!
Hope I win.
What a waste these contests are. Do you know the odds of that man picking the number 7777779?
For the $10 million prize, the winning number is 7777779.
See? What did I tell you? Let's go have dessert. I saw it!
It's mine!
Give me! Whoa! Here it is! I found it! We're rich, Odie! Isn't that exciting?
This one is only 3 million. The dining room can seat 40.
That's okay for me, but where'll everyone else eat?
We'll take it.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Fat and Furry. Today, bringing you the rags to riches, catnip to caviar tale of the latest meowing millionaire. Of all the affluent animals we've met, none so wallows in wealth as this prosperous pussycat. He's Garfield the Cat, and boy, is he rich! Garfield's million-dollar morning commences each day with breakfast in bed, brought by his many servants. Actually, only the first 20 of them are bringing his breakfast. The rest are delivering lunch. Recreation is important. Each morn, Garfield enjoys a vigorous game of tennis. And what he enjoys most is not playing. Sometimes his faithful friend Odie suggests a recreational activity.
You want me to throw the stick and you fetch it?
No cat has ever lounged more in the lap of luxury. Dinner time is Garfield's favorite. His private gourmet chef waits for Garfield to select an entree from today's personal menu.
I'll have the microwave lasagna.
But sometimes this pussycat's particular palate craves something more exotic. Off he jets to the City of Lights, Paris, where not far from the Champs-Élysées, he visits one of the world's great, most expensive restaurants.
I'll have the microwave lasagna.
Back here in the States, I'm speaking with his human, John Carbuncle.
That's Arbuckle.
How do you feel about all of this, Mr. Arsnickle?
We're all thrilled about winning the $10 million, aren't we, Odie? Yeah, well, I'm just glad I bought that ticket that won the money.
Una momento. Credit where it's due. I'm the one who bought the ticket.
What's that you are saying, kitty cat? You, not he, bought the winning ticket?
You bet your microphone, fella.
Well, an interesting turn of events. It seems it was the cat who bought the ticket, not the human.
One moment. The law says you have to be 18 to buy a lottery ticket in this state. That cat is too young.
I'll age. I'll have extra birthdays.
Sorry, rules are rules. I have to disqualify you and award the $10 million to the person with card number 8888883.
That's my number. I won. I'm rich. I'm financially set. I won. I can stop doing this stupid show and talking in this annoying voice. I won. I won.
Do we have any microwave lasagna in the fridge at home?